Well, I think our first ever fellowship dinner, bread before the bread, turned out pretty well. So I had a good time. What's that? Won't be anything new for you, Steve. Let him who has ears here. Yeah, you're gonna have to start listening to music back there with a little bit bigger, faster beat to it. Okay, in Revelation chapter 12, let's take a moment to make sure that each one of us is walking by faith in the Spirit, trusting God to teach us, to show us, to enlighten us to the truth, and therefore we can enjoy our fellowship with Him. Let's pray. Father, once again, we thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. We thank you for the blessing of physical freedom that we appreciate and enjoy in our nation. But most of all, we thank you for that freedom which no one can take from us, and that is spiritual freedom. Now, Father, I pray that as we spend some time with you today in Scripture, that God the Holy Spirit would just teach us. Thank you for the good time that we had in our fellowship earlier as we ate. And now we thank you for the good time that we have with our fellowship with you as we feast upon the precious manna from heaven. These things I pray in Christ's name. Amen. We have entered a little study in Revelation chapter 12. And in verse 1, a great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and a cloud, or a crown of 12 stars on her head. And remember that I told you that chapters 12 and 13 of Revelation is parenthetical. In other words, these events actually took place before the events in the earlier chapters. And what we have in this chapter is how the beast, the dictator, revived Roman Empire, etc., how they got on the earth. Remember, there was a war in heaven, and Michael attacks Satan and his army, and he throws him out of heaven. And then, that all happens in the last half of the tribulation, and that warfare spills over on the earth. Now, in verse 1, we saw the word wondrous sign. And this word in the Greek, simeon, literally, tells us that we're not to take this literally, but we're to see it as a sign of something else. And what God the Holy Spirit is doing, He is using something which is not literal to guide us into something which is literal. This is a great